Track number 21, City Museums. On the eastern side of Piazza Vittoria Martiri del 7 Luglio, you will see the imposing Church of San Francesco, built by the conventual Franciscans in 1272 on the site of the pre-existing Church of St. Luke. The adjoining Palazzo San Francesco was formerly the Friars' Convent, arranged on three floors and a central cloister. It now houses a city museum. As well as a spectacular Spallanzani collection, illustrating a typically 18th-century combination of a keen interest in nature and a quest for the wonderful, make sure you also visit the Antonio Fontanesi Art Gallery on the first floor. Antonio Fontanesi was a leading 19th-century landscape painter from Reggio, and the art gallery dedicated to him gives an overview of developments in the city's artistic scene from the 14th to the mid-20th century. In 1995, the museum was expanded into the eastern wing of the convent building, providing the opportunity to display many works dating from the 19th century to the First World War. There are now plans to open a contemporary art gallery on the second floor. This would provide an ideal follow-up to the Fontanesi Gallery, illustrating artistic developments in Reggio Emilia during the period between the end of the First World War up to the present time. On the subject of Reggio painters, the writer Ermanno Cavazzoni has written the following lines. Is there something that distinguishes Reggio painters from those of Parma, Modena, or Mantova? I believe there is. I think it's a consequence of the fact that when they were young and still at school, they were taken to see the huge black stuffed sperm whale at the Spallanzani Museum, with its little glass eye and the toxic smell of formaldehyde. This vision, though invisible and unsuspected, influences the psyche of all Reggio inhabitants and returns obsessively to the mind of its painters. Someone studying childhood disorders with an artistic bent should study the phenomenon. The real gem in the City Museum, however, is something else. If there were a museum of all the best museums in the world, it could hardly fail to include Lazzaro Spallanzani's 18th century collection. In the first room you come to before entering the gallery is a display of some of his personal belongings and mementos. The showcases contained framed marine plants and his herbarium. Hanging on the walls are panels with drawings from plates taken out of zoology atlases. Three display cases are filled with objects he bought during his travels in Turkey, such as cups in silver filigree containers, mirrors, pipes, a draughts board with amber squares and draughtsmen, small vases and parrots made of shells, lace and sculptured mineral blocks. A fourth display case contains framed specimens of lichens and algae. The gallery itself contains glass cases displaying zoological and petrographic items. The animal kingdom is subdivided into six classes: suckling animals, birds, amphibians, fish, insects and worms. In the first two glass cases, you can see specimens from some of the orders into which the class of suckling animals is divided, partly corresponding to mammalians. The third display case contains birds, and the fourth, amphibians and reptiles under the single class of amphibians. Selachians and teleosts make up the class of fish. The class of insects is represented by specimens attributed to the order of apterous insects, currently known as arachnida and crustaceans. The next three cases contain worms, which include mollusks, corals, and madrepora. Case 17 has a display of fossils. The next display cases contain specimens from the mineral kingdom. It still seems incredible that in the 18th century there was a Darwinist priest who did such things as cut off the heads of hundreds of snails to find out whether they would grow back. He would place more or less deformed fetuses and phalluses inside jars and assiduously investigate the subject of pregnancy and pregnancy termination. In 1777, the abbot successfully performed the first artificial fertilization in history using frog eggs and toad's eggs, and went on to repeat the experiment successfully on a female dog.